Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the prophetic signs of the times, the eschatological signs that's found in the Word of God, that we're living in the last of the last days. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if we look at it chronologically, and I want us to get the picture here before we get into some more meat of the details of what we're talking about with the signs of time, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. There's not another sign that we need to find in the Scripture. The rapture of the church is imminent. It could happen the next day. It could happen the next moment. It could happen before this broadcast is over. And the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away, the Latin term for that is rapturus. It means a sudden seizure, the sudden snatching away. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 gives us the complete classic text of that scene of the rapture of the church. That means every Christian, every child of God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. There's coming a day, there's coming a moment, there's coming a point in time where we'll be snatched out of this old world. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited about being able to see from a heavenly standpoint of what's happening with the Communist Network News and others, and they focus the cameras on different things. Can you imagine the rapture of the church takes place and a Jumbo 777 is streaming through the air full speed, and the captain of that airplane is the pilot of that plane happens to be a saved person, and half the crew are saved and half the passengers are saved, or more. I'm just using the term half to as an example, and all of a sudden that plane goes careening out of the sky because the rapture of the church has taken place. Can you imagine across the nation with automobiles and trains and other vehicles that's on the highways and on the roadways where the rapture of the church takes place, and all of a sudden the vehicles go careening out of the way? Can you imagine in an operating room where the physician is about to put the scalpel in to do open heart surgery, and all of a sudden the body, the individual on the operating table disappears, and there's nothing to place the scalpel in? Can you imagine in the nursery and the hospitals across the nation when all of a sudden the nurse goes screaming down the hallway, "Doctor, doctor, doctor, come quick, all the babies have just disappeared." Ladies and gentlemen, that's the rapture of the church. And I don't know about you, but I get excited about it. And that's the next thing on the calendar of God. And after the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen, the man of sin, the Antichrist, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and following, he will step on the scene. And according to Revelation chapter 13, 1 and following, this man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that's referred to as the lawless one, will step on the scene and he'll rule the world with an iron fist. The Antichrist will rule the world with an iron fist. And ladies and gentlemen, when that takes place, all of these things that we're talking about as far as the signs will happen in that period of time from the rapture of the church to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ that is referred to eschatologically and theologically as the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord shall take place, ladies and gentlemen. And during that period of time, we're talking about the day of the Lord and those events that will take place that will bring about catastrophic events on the face of the earth. And I ask that, you must ask the question, and you may or may not have asked it, what is the purpose of the tribulation days? The 7 days of thalipsis, that is the Greek word, means pressure, problems, pain, difficulties, darkness, and devastation. What is the purpose? The rapture of the church is the tribulation time is for the purpose of God's wrath. And the word is thumos, the white hot anger of God being poured out upon a world that said no to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's during the days of the tribulation that these things will take place in full fruition. But what I'm talking about today are those signs, those nuances that we see moving toward those eschatological texts in the scripture that gives us a full description of the events. We're talking about the little glimpses of what God is doing and preparing for the future. And we're seeing that happening day by day and moment by moment. In just a moment, we'll talk about one of those things, and that is the COVID pass. And that COVID pass ultimately become that mark that it referred to in Revelation chapter 13. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with your call, question, or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Brother Davis, how are you?
Brother Davis, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Praise God. Well, this is such a wonderful, blessed day. It's a good day to be saved for
amen.
All Christians. Amen. If we are blood-washed, amen, born again, amen, in Jesus Christ, it is a very good day for us because the Scripture has already forewarned us, Dr. Youngblood, to watch and pray, because the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And if we are watching and praying, that Scripture says that that day should not overtake us. It should not catch us by surprise, because we are watching and praying. Amen. But amen. Also, I want to point out, as you have already read, I believe, from the book of Matthew, over also in the book of St. Luke, chapter 21, that talks about the same thing, about the last days.
Yes.
And in verse 8, the main thing that Jesus said to his disciples, he said in verse 8, take heed that ye be not deceived. Amen. Dr. Youngblood, deception is very high in the land, all over, everywhere we look, in the government, in the church house, in the schoolhouse, and especially amongst our lawmakers, as you were pointing out. Where are their minds? I mean, where are their morals? What are they standing for? I mean, I don't understand how they can produce such laws that will violate the rights of so many individuals everywhere and call it right. It just doesn't seem like they're in their right minds. It's as though they have been bewitched. But Dr. Youngblood, we really need to take a stand on today as Christians.
Amen.
Because the Lord told us, amen, to be not deceived. Take heed. That means we ought to be watching. We ought to be on guard. We ought to be praying. Amen. We ought to be fasting. We ought to be doing all the things necessary that we won't be deceived. Because people today, as we see, they are calling right wrong and calling wrong right. So we need to lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen.
Amen. Brother, you're exactly right. And you refer to that right being called wrong and wrong being called right. That goes back to the fulfillment of the text found in Isaiah chapter 5, right page, right column, near the bottom of the column in my Bible, and it's about verses 20 and following, where it talks about that, and that's where we are today, where right is being called wrong and wrong is being called right. The whole system seems to be upside down, and that's one of the major indicators that we're living in the last of the last days, where
Amen.
You can make legal by Supreme Court edict and say it's legal to murder a human being in the womb, and it's called abortion. And we're making legal today, if they pass this Equality Act, it will be making legal a sodomite agenda that will absolutely destroy our nation and the world. And it fulfills actually what the Scripture is talking about in the text in Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 32 in particular, that God's already given them up to a reprobate mind. They're malicious and haters of God and all that is good, as you find in the verse 30, 31, and 32 of Romans chapter 1. And we see that today.
Amen.
So you're exactly right, brother. And as you've said, I challenge our listeners today to recognize the day and time we're living in. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you for calling today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the signs of the last days, the signs of the time, the eschatological prophetic text of what God says is going to take place. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, you have a question about eschatology, you have a question about some of the signs of the times, I'd love to hear your questions and be able to respond to them for clarification for you today. I enjoy Bible questions and answers. I don't have all of the answers, but God's Word does. Be glad to find it for you if I don't know it. So be delighted to answer your questions and have your dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here. The title of the article simply says, Coming COVID Passport, Mark of the Beast. The article then reads, By now most have decided their stance on the COVID-19 vaccine. You've either received it, or you plan on getting it, or you flat out are saying no way. Further, the article says, currently vaccination verification is limited to a paper form. Hear this. Listen, such a document could easily be forged, such as altering the proposals, such as alternate the proposals, are turning alternate proposals or turning to technology. One proposal involves vaccination authentication that could be stored in a digital token or a smartphone application with various forms of two-step authorization as a safety mechanism. Further in the article, it says this: advocates of COVID passports visualize a world where we can't pass through a door to an airplane, a workplace, a school, a restaurant, a place of business until the gatekeeper scans our credentials. In no time, the public would be conditioned to submit to all of these demands on a global basis. This digital system could easily be expanded to check not just a person's immunity status, but any other part of that personal information. Gatekeepers must deem relevant whatever they're saying. And as I can paraphrase, ladies and gentlemen, not found in this article, but in that type of digital scan, you would have all of your medical records, all of your military records, all of your police records, all of your financial records. And even if they go forward as they're doing now around the globe with the electronic currency called Bitcoin or e-currency or the e-yuan, as it is called in China, that will mean everything that you have, you'll not have a dollar bill in your pocket. You'll not have coins in your pocket. All of your record, everything about you is embedded in that little microscopic, smaller than a grain of rice chip that is in your body. In some parts of America today, some companies are having their employees chipped because it makes it convenient to walk into a door without having to use a passcode, et cetera, et cetera. In Sweden, they're using the chip in the hand, in the web of the hand between the thumb and the index finger, simply because of convenience. But this article further says the information, personal information that a gatekeeper might deem relevant, such as banking, information, age, pregnancy, HIV status, or criminal history, and medical history, and all data, your data, your personal data, could be accumulated in this one gigantic data bank. The next step is in this plan will be to move from the smartphone application to invisible barcode like tattoo stamped on the body or those who have been vaccinated. This would accommodate those without cell phones and prevent hackers from stealing personal information. The tattoo plan is funded by, listen, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The easily applied invisible tattoos would likely be placed in the hand or the forehead of the individual. He causes this, writer then quotes Revelation 13, 16, and 17, he causes both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand and the forehead, and that no way can buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast. Revelation 13, 16, and 17. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about some of the signs, and we're living in the last of the last days, and I believe Christians should be alert and aware of some of these signs, some of these indicators, some of these benchmarks that's showing what we're going to do in the future. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this with the COVID pass, they are using, and I say they, the global leaders are using this COVID pass, this COVID pandemic, as a purposeful approach to introduce what they think, from the human standpoint, is helpful for preventing a pathogen in the future. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is a demonic, satanic plan that God's already laid out in the Scripture telling us what the Antichrist will do. Every human being will be required to have some type mark, some type indicator of who they are and what they're doing to be able to keep pace and travel plans for every human being on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, but not only the digital pass, the COVID pass, or the ultimate mark that will be required. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. It's on the fast track. The nation of Israel has already instituted it now where you must have that COVID pass. And I'll read some things about that in just a moment. Israel has already introduced it. Israel has already passed it, that you cannot buy, sell, or trade. You cannot work. You cannot get on a plane or train or a taxi in Israel without having some kind of indicator that you're free of COVID. It's called the COVID pass. Here's an article. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Union will introduce digital green pass legislation this month, requiring all citizens to show proof of their COVID vaccination. The article further states, the vaccination passport has been dubbed as the Digital Green Pass, presumably after the Israeli scheme of the same thing. Greece, which has been one of the main proponents of the scheme, already signed a trial run of a green pass system with Israel last month. The EU Commission president claimed that the vaccination passport is necessary with respect to data protection, security, and privacy, he added. The digital green pass should be facilitated in all European lives. The aim is to gradually enable them to move safely and swiftly in the European Union and abroad for tourism, for buying, selling, trading, etc., etc. Further, the article states, ladies and gentlemen, the best way to describe to you what is happening now comes from the way of an old Arabian proverb that says, if the camel once gets his nose in the tent, his body will soon follow. End quote. A digital green pass system on your mobile device is the camel getting its nose into the tent. And at this stage, the vaccine is strongly recommended, but not taking it will lock you out of things like international travel, buying and selling. Once you accept this, the camel, that is, will then proceed to insert the whole self in your tent. The end result will be a mark implanted inside your body. You will consider the countdown to the actual literal mark of the beast as the very beginning. And ladies and gentlemen, may I add, we're watching the beginning. These are the signs of the times. These are eschatological prophetic facts that will ultimately be true, that we're seeing the beginning point of it. This article further states, and he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in his right hand or in his forehand, that no man might be able to buy or sell except he have the mark, etc., etc. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. Here's another article very similar to that in nature. Israeli launches their QR code, COVID-19 digital vaccination green pass, as Jews cry for the Messiah now. But guess who's going to show up instead of the Messiah? End quote. The health minister and other health officials presented the new certification and demonstrated the methods of issuing the QR code secure pass for all Israelis, which has been the target of skepticism following the reports demonstrated how easy it is to falsify. Cabinet ministers on Monday approved the reopening of stores and gyms and hotels and other venues starting Sunday, and a major easing of sweeping lockdown measures meant to slow the spread of COVID-19. Street front shops, malls, markets, museums, and libraries will be open now to all Israelis, but only those who have been vaccinated and only those who have their COVID QR code will be able to get into the gyms and the pools and the sporting arenas and be able to shop and trade and sell, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems to be exponentially sped up as a result of the COVID-19. This article goes on to say, for people ignorant of the scripture, the green COVID QR code pass probably seems like a common sense good idea, and the enthusiastic adoption of it in Israel this weekend is proof of that. But for those of us who are not slow of heart to believe all the prophetic prophets have written, the green pass is the stunning validation of the truth of biblical prophecy as it is seen now in germinated seed form, the coming mark of the beast that shall be on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, may I hasten to say, it is not just the fact that we're seeing wars and rumors of wars, and that we're seeing the false prophets, and we're seeing the nation against nation, the global famines on a global basis and pestilences. That means diseases of all kinds, and humanity that's taking place today being crippled as a result of it, and the diverse places of earthquakes, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the setting the stage now, even as we speak, of the coming global religious system. In your leisure, time will not allow on this broadcast today, but in your leisure, look at Revelation, the 17th chapter. Revelation, the 17th chapter, it's called the Great Whore. It is the Babylonish religious system. It is the system of religion with the amalgamation of the residuum of all religious denominations that's left after the rapture of the church. And that statement simply means every denomination will have some left in their church. It's the residuum, the small residue, and those that are lost still a member of the church. And those will come together and form a global, worldwide religious system. And it will be under the domination, the auspices, and the leadership of the popery system called Roman Catholicism, according to Revelation chapter 17. Yes, I say that dogmatically, because in Revelation 17, it says it will be domiciled out of the city on seven hills. And you go to any historian, and when it talks about the city on seven hills, it's talking about Rome. But ladies and gentlemen, the Pope is already traversing the globe, putting together a global religious system of every religious ism and schism, as I call it, that's being put together. Here's an article that says Pope Francis renews the 2018 covenant with Communist China, guaranteeing that Chinese Catholics will continue to be beaten, tortured, and killed. Pope Francis and the Vatican has extended its controversial 2018 agreement with Chinese Communist Party regarding the naming of Catholic bishops in the country. Like a scene straight out of Revelation 13, this writer says, Pope Francis has renewed the Vatican 2018 agreement with Communist China, allowing Communists to have full control of the bishops that get selected for the local Chinese Catholic churches. Bishops that will be loyal to the Communist Chinese Party, working as spies and ensuring the dissidents will be sent to the Communist Chinese re-education camps. How anyone can watch the end times nonsense perpetrated by Pope Francis and still remain a Roman Catholic is sheer lunacy, this writer says. The article further states, thousands of Chinese Catholics as a result of that will be beaten, tortured, and killed, results of the renewed agreement between the Vatican and Chinese Communist Party. Here's another article. Muslim leaders meet with Pope Francis and calls Islam that sees no infidels. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pope is negotiating with the Grand Poobahs, the imams of the Islamic regime, the Islamic infidels, and he's negotiating with them to bring them together. Here's another article that says Christians, Muslims, and Jews share a central center in Berlin. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is the apex of what I'm talking about with signs. Now, this is not saying this is the ultimate global religious system, but we're watching it being knit together. This article says Christians, Muslims, and Jews share the faith center in Berlin. On the site of the church torn down by the East German communist rulers, a new place of worship is set to rise that will bring Christians, Jews, and Muslims under one roof, and it has already been dubbed, and I'm trying to pronounce the name now, Kermoskerol. It is dealing with the church and the mosque and the synagogue being brought together, forming a new word. And it says in the article, the foundation stone of the House of One in Berlin will be laid out in a ceremony May the 27th, marking the end of 10 years of planning and the beginning of an estimated 4 years of construction, symbolizing the new venture into interfaith cooperation and dialogue. The $47 million building will incorporate a church, a mosque, and a synagogue, linked to a central meeting place. People of all faiths and all denominations and those with no faith at all will be invited to events and discussions in the large facilities. Quote, we wanted to build a house of prayer and learning where these three religions could coexist with each retaining their own identity. There are many different ways to God, this writer says, and each is a good way. In the house of one, Christians, Muslims, and Jews will worship separately, but would visit each other on religious days, commemorating of celebrations, et cetera, as they worship God. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article about the same thing. On the site of the church torn down by East Germany's communist rulers, a new place of Chrislam worship is set to rise that will bring Christians, Jews, and Muslims under one roof, and already has been dubbed by calling it that name that inculcates Christians and mosque and the synagogue. It is called the House of One, ladies and gentlemen. That's an indication of where we're going. And study Revelation chapter 17, you'll find it is referred to, biblically speaking, God said it, I didn't. It is the great whore. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the days of the tribulation. The Antichrist will require that mark. It be in the hand or the head, and anyone does not have it will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. In the last of the last days, we're seeing it coming together where this mark is on the fast track. Ladies and gentlemen, in these last days, we're seeing the setup and the preparation to be ready for that global one-world church, the global false religion. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about the last days, Daniel, the 12th chapter in the first verse states what it will be like. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Joel 2:2 states that the tribulation will be a day of darkness and gloominess. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're witnessing the last of the last days. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the stage being set for the Antichrist to step on the scene and to dominate the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, part of that has to be a global currency, a one world system of finance that will be put in place. And that is taking place today on a global basis. The nation of China already has the yuan, that is the e-currency online. Today in China, the artificial intelligence with facial recognition can find you any place in the nation of China. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in China, that most of the transactions that are taking place, the person does not have a copper in his pocket, doesn't have a coin in his pocket, doesn't have a green bill in his pocket, but it's all on his cell phone, and one day that will be transferred to that mark, that chip, that all of the identification can be found in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an article that's talking about what we're doing in America. Why, title of the article, Why a Fed Digital Dollar Nearly Made in the U.S. Congress $2 Trillion Stimulus Bill. Democrats' draft initially included a digital dollar. The U.S. Congress sent the hearts of cryptocurrency holders further aflutter last week, pushing Bitcoin up by 15% to an almost $7,000. Further in the article, it says, Democrats now include the bill of the digital currency for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that if you're a good boy, if you're a good girl, if you're obedient to the system, i.e. looking forward fast track to the Antichrist, if you obey the Antichrist, if you obey today big government and big tech and the Biden administration, and you have the digital currency on your cell phone or in a chip that will ultimately be in your body, if you're a good person, you obey big government, big tech, if you're not a hate speaker and you're not a domestic terrorist, and ladies and gentlemen, anybody that's a pro-Trumper, anybody that's anti-abortion, anybody that is believes that the election was by a fraud and a coup to overthrow the government, we're considered domestic terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. And a domestic terrorist in the day of the Antichrist, the one that's been deemed an outsider, they'd simply need to just press the button and cut off all currency, all communication, all funding, and you cannot buy, sell, trade, and you'll simply move as a vagabond on the streets until you're dead. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that. Here's an article that says the U.S. dollar will soon be fully digitized. The U.S. needs a digital dollar. And it goes on to talk about how the digital dollar will be put into place and how it will be carried out. I'm reading an article, ladies and gentlemen, very briefly as we close. It says the government might be preparing for us to use have a cashless society, but it was predicted in the Bible, already designed. If put into place, this will just mean that in our times getting closer, I'm not worried about what's going to happen, but just looking up and getting ready. While the devil is preparing people for the Antichrist, God is preparing people for the rapture. I don't know when the rapture will take place, but I do believe it could come soon. And I second that, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today, tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to the next time as once again, we face the issues.
Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.